And we're back again.
I can't believe this.
The third time we're trying to do this. And we're back again. And this time, we're doing something different. We're not reviewing, we're correlating. We're talking. Look.
Let me just explain it. He's trying to draw a parallel between the winning of Donald Trump and a book called The Watchmen.
Graphic novel.
About a dystopian America or dystopian world. I'm not too sure about
that. It's a dystopian world, I think. It's a dystopian world where superheroes exist. And not in the movies. It's a dystopian world. And this book is by Alan Moore. And I think he's one of the best writers ever, although he does graphic novels. And I'm a graphic novel fan. I read a whole lot of graphic novels too. So, Watchmen, here it is. Every time something significant happens in America, I go and read this book. Because it usually gives me an insight to America. So, this is what we're doing. Trump won. Who saw that coming?
I did not.
I did. Okay.
I know. Okay, viewers, he has driven us nuts by saying, I told you so.
Well, you guys kept laughing at my face when I said, you know what? Trump might win this one. And
I expected better out of you, America.
No, I expect...
But to be fair, Hillary was not a good choice.
Take anybody else in the presidential race. If not Trump. Hillary? Oh boy, she's scary. Okay, Jill Stein? Oh boy, she's crazy.
Bernie, I kind of like.
But Bernie wasn't running, right?
I know. I wished he did.
Well, at that time. If he did, then we would have talked about that then. But he didn't. Okay, so every time it comes down to this, it's like, so here's why I am correlating this graphic novel to America today. Look at what Rorschach says at page number 19. Meeting with White left a bad taste in mouth. He's pampered, decadent, betraying even his shallow liberal affections. You can imagine Ann Coulter saying that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so you can imagine Ann Coulter saying that. She makes a good Rorschach. And after watching the whole thing, the very next day, there were riots happening. And something stuck in my head. And I went back to the book, dialogue by Night Owl and comedian. Night Owl asks, the country is disintegrating. What happened to America? What happened to the American dream? The comedian replies, it came true. You're looking at it. That's it. It came true. Trump won. The one man against the whole political establishment, against the whole media, went ahead and kept it real and won. And that's what you're looking at. You say it's scary.
I think it's scary because, see, I was rather fond of seeing the Obamas in office. Good family values, clean running of office, and ultimately decency showed.
But here's the thing, that Obama was very mild-tempered, mild-mannered, very nice, okay?
A gentleman, I mean, nobility,
okay,
really.
But America was not going there. The world is not going there. Look at this way. Brexit happens. Then let's start with the nationalist agenda. It starts with...
Make America great again?
No, India. Decency is dead. India elects Modi. That's our Trump, people. The Americans, that's our Trump. Okay, so America elects Trump. India elects Narendra Modi. France is going towards another right-wing thing. Germans are going right-wing. It's all become nationalist. Also, these guys are populist. Right.
You know, there's so much jingoism being thrown out that it will lead to wars.
I don't know about that. We are already seeing wars everywhere.
Yeah. The moment you say my country great, it normally means another country bad. And then there is a war. There's supremacy battles.
Yesterday, I was watching the news and Obama said it's going to be a meaner world. Well, yes, it is going to be a meaner world. Look at Modi. He shoots out names like Pappu and whatever. Okay, look at Trump. He goes Crooked Hillary, lying Crooked Hillary. Okay, so you are looking at a nationalist world. You are looking at a nationalist...
Petty, mean...
Yeah, but do these people do anything? Do they do anything? Trump, you say, will go to war or whatever. No, he's just a strong man. Okay, but do strong men do anything? They don't go to a war because they don't get into a fight because there is a 50-50 shot. Okay? They're more intelligent than that. Hey, I can lose this, and I can lose a whole lot of pace doing this. They don't get into a fight.
You may say so, but when jingoism comes up, when my nation, make America great and again, my India, my patriotism, and all that kind of thing. And
then we get classified as anti-nationals.
Yes. And then, you know, it's always the person in power trying to trample the person who's not in power. And what happens to the smaller nations?
Smaller nations?
They get swallowed.
No, here's the thing. Okay, Mussolini, he was like this, a man's man, says whatever he wants, okay?
Yes.
Another strong man. What did he do?
Joined in with Hitler.
Yeah, because he joined in with Hitler. But what did Mussolini do himself? Look, Hitler was scary. Let's just put it that way. And although a lot of... Indians, let's be very frank, Mein Kampf is sold the most amount in India.
Now, yes.
Does anybody read it?
No.
But it is sold over here. It's a nice thing to have. Okay, so Mussolini didn't start a war, didn't go after them. Mussolini was like, yeah, Hitler buddy, whatever. Yeah, Hitler buddy, I'm with you. Yeah, Hitler buddy. Oh, what the fuck did you just do? Mussolini was like that. Mussolini reminds me of Silvio Berlusconi. It's the same thing. Like, we're here for a party, but wait, this shit just got serious. I'm running. That's what happens. Okay, so tying it back to this book, Rorschach is a Republican. It's written so well because Rorschach is a Republican.
He's conservative.
He's crazy. So, here's the thing. Here's a few lines written under Rorschach. 42nd Street. Women's breasts draped across every billboard, every display, littering the sidewalk, was offered Swedish love, French love, but not American love. American love, like Coke bottles, like Coke in green glass bottles. They don't make that anymore. True. Hey, how many times? I go through a lot of podcasts. I go through a lot of Joe Rogan stuff. And Joe Rogan always keeps cribbing about. We have corn syrup in our Coke. Okay. They don't make Coke anymore.
Not the green bottle types.
Not with the sugar ones. Hey. So we have to be... I go like, this is... America in a book.
Okay.
For me. At least for me. I keep going back to it. Like, this is America in a book. These guys, you can imagine any Republican say, why don't we make anything anymore? It's the same thing. Right? So, here's the thing. I love the fact the whole world is going through shit. And this kid in this book, keeps going to this newsstand, keeps picking up this graphic novel, and keeps reading about this gruesome pirate comic where the guy is chopping off his heads, making a raft out of body parts.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Game of Thrones, anybody?
Well.
There is war happening. They're going to war with Russia. Russia has just invaded Afghanistan. It's invading Pakistan. And Americans are intervening. There's a Cold War thing going on. This kid don't care. He's reading his Game of Thrones.
I do.
It's
blood and gore.
It's America. It's completely America.
It's completely the world right now. I mean, considering how much Game of Thrones is loved in India.
Not that much. Honestly. I've checked out the ratings. It's not that much. We have our own stuff. But anything happens in India, we just immediately tune into the news. These guys go ahead and avoid the news. Modi says something, we get hashtag Modi, hashtag anti-Modi.
Yes.
Hashtag anti-nationals, hashtag nationalist. Okay.
Bhakts and seculars, that's our nicknames, slander nicknames.
Yeah. Optards. Yeah, those guys have liberal tards.
Liptards.
Yeah, whatever. Liptards. We got optards, we got... Hey, man. But we go through that. But nowhere will you see hashtag Jon Snow running on top. America, you will. Okay, Jon Snow is dead. Jon Snow is dead. I don't give a shit. Do you know what Putin said about you guys? Hashtag Jon Snow. So
they're living in a bubble.
Yeah. And that's why I like Trump. I like Trump, but he goes ahead. The whole establishment is based on very anti-Russia. I don't want to see America and Russia at war with each other, or at even Cold War with each other.
Yeah, because it'll affect us.
It will obviously affect us. Russia is our oldest ally. Okay.
Yes.
And this, and America is what? A new ally, strategic ally. Hey, don't look at us like that. You guys put sanctions on us. We didn't put sanctions on you. So we don't like you. Well, we have a reason not to like you.
Oh. Yeah. Frankly, we feel that you're a bit strange.
A bit strange? Well, she's being polite. Okay, and then there is the Indian reference. Okay.
It has an Indian reference?
Yes. Which was missed, which was completely omitted in the movie. Okay, this writer who's writing the plot of this gruesome pirate book?
Yeah.
Okay, this pirate story? His illustrator is Miss Hira Manish.
Okay.
And he's stuck on some island doing his work. And you know, basically, he's doing his work with other people. There is a boat and everything. And to stop this war, Ozymandias is doing other things. I don't want to ruin the plot of this book if you've not read it, but guys, go read it. It's like a decade old now. Okay. And this Indian woman couldn't give a shit what is going on between Russia and US. She couldn't give a shit. That's us Indians. We couldn't give a shit what you're doing with Putin or Obama or Hillary or Trump. This thing. All right, I like Trump because he called up Putin. But
Indians are tremendously insular.
We don't care. We don't care. Until everything blows up. She dies. That's us Indians. You'll kill us all.
You have a point.
Yeah, because we don't care. We go, what? What? What just happened? Boom. Crap. Okay.
No, this reminds me of this thing, no? That when the Hindu-Muslim riots happened for the first time, a long time ago, a century ago or so. And you know what the traders did?
What?
Huh? All of them, because the Muslims were rulers and their soldiers would guard all the Muslim houses, all of them painted Islamic symbols in front of their houses.
Okay. Yeah. Survival tactics.
That's
no, it's not us. It's just survival tactics. Let's face it.
Yeah.
So I have to, you know, I would, now since it's a done deal, so how would you rate this book? How will you, I've said all nice things about this book.
I have to read it.
So I would give this, I was thinking of giving this 4 stars, but the more news I'm watching and the more correlations I can draw to this book, I like this book. I have to say this is perhaps the best graphic novel written in a long, long while. Look, I've read Berserk, that's manga. Basilisk, that's manga again. I've read From Hell by Alan Moore again. I've read, there are so many graphic novels I've read. But this one is mature, it's hard-hitting. I love this. And my favorite character amongst this is not Dr. Manhattan, it's the comedian. The guy is immoral, completely immoral. If John McCain was a superhero, that would be him.
Okay.
He will just do it like, hey, this is the world. This is the world we live in. And this is why I'm doing this. And I don't give a shit. I'll kill people.
Works for him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm one of the heroes, right? So I get away with a lot of things. It's like that. And that's something, again, American, very American. I'm one of the good guys, so I get a free pass.
It's all about taking liberties.
Yeah.
It's all about exercising your power.
Yeah, and that's why I'm wondering, why don't the French go back and say, hey, that Statue of Liberty, we're taking it back.
They would, and they would come across, out with a perfectly plausible, pragmatic reason to do so. That's French.
All right. So, that's us. That's me reviewing Watchmen.
And Trump. That's him reviewing the Watchmen and telling it on YouTube that he predicted the win.
Yes, I predicted the win because I saw what was happening. You know, how did the Democrats
My lost? Jaw hit the floor. I was so shocked.
You know how the Democrats lost? How did the Democrats lose? When they went after the normal man. The normal man, and they said, you're racist. Anything you disagree with them, you're racist. That's the way Modi's party will lose, because anything you say against them, you're anti-national. They lost because of that. They told the common white man, which is the 80% of America, that just because you said transsexual, not transgender, you're racist, you're wrong. Your problems don't matter.
Oh, that moral superiority card was too painful.
Yeah, so political correctness. That's where they lost. And that's where they'll keep on losing.
No, I also think they lost because they put Hillary on.
Yes, that too, but
that was the main reason. I mean,
Amma, first you do all that, and then you go ahead and put Hillary there, and then there is the FBI thing, which is, is she going to jail? Is she not going to jail? And then the FBI director, things come out that the FBI director has most probably overstepped his bounds by saying, no, we're not prosecuting her. And then, oh God, it was a mess. It was a mess. How can you have a candidate like that? And then you act morally superior to everybody. Are you kidding me, America? I'm sorry. Are you kidding me, Democrats? And Republicans. You think Republicans won? No, Republicans.
They lost.
They lost. They also lost. Trump won. Except nobody won except for Trump.
I have a feeling that if he had stood up as an independent candidate,
he would have won.
He would have won.
Yeah, he would have won. The first debates, in the Republican debates, they asked him, has any one of you ever thought about running it independent? And everybody's like, no, except for Trump, who raises his hand. Yeah, I did it. It's a big deal. I'm not here for the party. I'm here for myself. I'm here to make America great again. So, hey, you have to understand.
His basic fundamentals were very clear.
The Republican Party needed him. And everything. He got the best sound bites. He got the best everything. All the conversations were about Trump.
Yeah, he captured popular imagination.
You know who loves me?
That irritates me, you know, so much.
You know who loves me? The Chinese love me. They buy all my properties.
5 years of listening to, you know, who loves me.
I don't think he's going to do that.
He's going to
and
be
even
painful.
If he does that, I'm going to clap like, bravo, bro. Bravo. You scored. And hey, America, don't hit dislikes on this video. Don't hit dislikes on this video because I actually, you know, it's kind of funny. You guys gave us Trump. So you can keep him. We didn't want Hillary anywhere around us. She would lie to us and then bloody hell nuke us.
She would backstep.
Yeah.
She would backstep.
Yeah. So you can keep him. Do it for the world. Keep him as a president. And get rid of that woman. That's all from us. I think that's all from us. Anything to add?
No. I'm quite enjoying this.
So what are you reviewing next time?
I am reading a couple of books. So we should come back tomorrow with Kindred Spirits. Mark Anthony.
Tomorrow's too soon. But we'll come back soon.
All right. So,
yeah, let's do that. Kindred Spirit. And I also have read a book. How do I put this? This is my guilty secret. This is my fluff, which I read. It's Ilona Andrews. Actually, it's not fluff. It's pretty decent books. Now I'm just trying to protect myself.
So, no, Ilona Andrews is a good writer.
There are two writers. Okay, I'll explain. So I read the latest offering from Kate Daniel series. It's called Magic Binds. And I'm going to come back. You do your Kindred Spirit. I'll come back and review it. Give you a small review. Because every time I talk about Ilona Andrews, everybody looks at me like, you read that? So I'll come back. Yes, I do read that. And I'll come back and review it. All right. See you tomorrow, people. Tomorrow again. Not tomorrow. Next time, people.
She's a pretty decent author, but okay.
All right, people. Next time.
Yeah, next time.
Bye.
Bye.